Hello and welcome to today's broadcast. It's an honor to speak to you today. Today I'll be sharing a word to the nation of the United States of America. It is a word concerning the upcoming 2022 congressional elections. Okay? Very quickly I'll be sharing with you what the Lord showed me, and I will interpret to you so that you can understand how to pray and the perspective with which the Lord is seeing the upcoming elections. Okay, in April of this year, 2021, I had a significant dream. In that dream, it was the upcoming elections. Okay, the elections was regarding Congress. At the same time, it was an election regarding the presidency of the USA. And so the very first scene was I was watching what was taking place on TV, and then while the first scene was of Donald Trump. Okay, he was not a contestant in any way, but he was standing and directing people, instructing them on who to vote. Okay, the next scene was now that of the Congress. I saw the elections taking place in Congress. It was as though both an election regarding Congress as well as an election regarding the presidency. Okay, so quickly I could see all the movements and both parties making attempts to vote, and at the end of the vote I saw a man. He came to the front of Congress, went to the speaker's table, and there was a golden book there. Now he took the golden book and he began to speak from it. Now, when he took the golden book and began to speak from it, there were two things in his mind. He began to confront two things: the strongholds of immorality and the strongholds of hypocrisy. Okay? And that is the end of the dream. Very, very important. A lot of prophetic symbolism, but I'm going to share with you what it means. Now, the dream basically tells you that the upcoming 2022 American elections, congressional elections, is going to be what tips the scale, okay, regarding the 2024 presidential elections. Now, whoever emerges in 2022 as leader overall in the Congress will be the one that wields the authority of that golden book and will either be able to tear down the strongholds of hypocrisy and immorality, and at the same time will, if another party takes it, then the stronghold of hypocrisy and immorality will continue to thrive. Okay, now the very first thing I shared about Donald Trump pointing people to who to vote speaks of an anointing of a kingmaker upon Donald Trump, and how that he will be used to do what? To move, to share or to show people who to vote for. Okay? There's an anointing of a kingmaker coming upon him. And the Lord will use that to do what? To direct the heart and mind of people that what? That they are to vote for. And so, when he was sharing with the people who to vote for, it was with the intention that what? He will be able to do what? Use the anointing of a kingmaker to stir up a new generation of leadership that will advance righteous purposes in the nation of the USA. Okay? After then, the battle in the halls of Congress was as to who will take the lead. A lot of votings were taking place. A lot of people were putting forth their own agendas. Okay? But you see, I saw a righteous will of God. I saw the promise of God. I saw what will happen. Okay? If the body of Christ in the USA prays for what? For this anointing of a kingmaker to fulfill its purpose. I saw that a man arose and he went to the podium, took that golden book, and the golden book actually signifies the Constitution. And so with the Constitution, he began to do what? He began to address two major strongholds. I speak here in prophetic parables. He began to address what? Hypocrisy, and he began to address immorality. Okay? Now, whoever gets that strong book will be able to do what? Contend against hypocrisy and immorality in the presidency, and this will determine what happens in the 2024 elections. Now, this is a very short word, but very precise. If the body of Christ will come together and pray that from the strategy being revealed, he to whom the anointing of a kingmaker is given will steward that jar of oil well and pour it on the heads of those whom it must be poured upon, then the right men will arise. Now, when the right men arise, then the right voice will arise in the halls of Congress. When the right voice arises in the halls of Congress, then he will be able to lead the pulling down of what? Of hypocrisy and immorality. Now, when he does that, he would pave the way for righteousness to come in 2024 elections, and the nation will begin to see a redemption and a restoration of all the losses it had been experiencing in recent times. So this is to encourage you. It is to show you that there is a pathway, a heavenly pathway, a righteous pathway for the restoration of losses that has recently taken place. And at the same time, to show you how to pray. So we must begin to set our hearts to pray that that the strategies of God that has been encoded and is now being revealed to bring a nation into significant places of redemption begins to be implemented. So you have a responsibility to pray for your nation. Pray for how the purposes of God must be implemented, and that the jar of oil will begin to rest on the heads of those whom the Lord is identifying in this hour. This is a prophetic word to the nation of the United States of America, and I hope this blesses you and inspires you to pray that the righteous will of the Lord Jesus Christ continues to be revealed and established and increased in every sphere of the nation of the USA. I am Evel Praise, and I'm honored to speak to you.